Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Coleman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kane. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bob Kane. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards first. Limmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepon bunts towards the mound. Coleman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kane moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kane scores. Lepon moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lepon scores. Pretty moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Pretty scores. Kell moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Groth is walked intentionally. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Kell scores. Mullen scores. Groth goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Tigers. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Limmer takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Limmer moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Limmer scores. Zerniel moves to second. It's 6-1, Tigers. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to second for the out. Zerniel moves to third. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Astroth hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kane hits a pop-up towards first. Limmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pretty moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Sushok now playing third base. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sushok fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Lou Kline pinch hits for Lou Limmer. Lou Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to third. Fain moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sushok juggles the ball. That's an error on Sushok. Juice scores. Fain moves to third. Zerniel moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Tigers. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Allie Clark now playing right field. Ferris Fain now playing first base. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Tigers. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kane hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Kane reaches second base with a double. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lepon hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter is hit by the pitch. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-2 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Billy Hitchcock pinch hits for Bobby Shantz. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Hitchcock reaches second base with a double. Suter scores. Astroth goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Tigers. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost strikes out. 1 out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hitchcock scores. It's 8-5, Tigers. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Ali Clark. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zernial takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Elmer Vallow now playing right field. Sam Zaldak now pitching. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Suter hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses pinch hits for Sam Zaldak. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Astroth moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Kukab now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krahoski moves to second. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 4 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth throws the ball into Pretty, who tags Fain trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Vallow moves to second. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pretty strikes out. One out. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0 for 1 in the game. Sushok hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 4 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Groth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Groth reaches second base with a double. Wirtz scores. Mullen moves to third. It's 9-5, Tigers. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Robinson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.